It's time now for Dorothy's List, our series about the Dorothy Canfield Fisher Children's Book Award. Each month during the school year, we visit with a group of middle grade readers to discuss one of the books nominated for the Vermont-based award. Today, VPR's Amy Noyes takes us to New Haven, where students at Beeman Elementary School have been reading the novel Under the Egg by Laura Marks Fitzgerald.
The fifth and sixth graders file down the stairs and into the school library like they've done hundreds of times before. They're the big kids at Beeman Elementary, and library time isn't just about read-alouds and checking out books anymore. Librarian Nancy Custer Carroll has a lesson for them on characters in Under the Egg. She reads the author's introduction to a new character.
Who's this? But Jack said she was different than all that. She used to go out, help with chores, go to school. Her teachers and professors used words like genius and extraordinarily gifted. But as the years went by, she withdrew deeper and deeper within herself. And now here she was, at her childhood desk, in her childhood room, working on a dissertation that NYU stopped expecting over 15 years ago. Tara, who's that?
That is Theo's mom.
Theo is the girl at the center of the story, and her mom isn't much help to her. Theo's grandfather has died, and now it's up to her to feed the chickens, tend the garden, make her own clothes, and make sure they can survive on the dwindling jar of money hidden in her grandfather Jack's studio. Theo also has a mystery on her hands. With his dying words, Jack told her to look under the egg. That instruction could be key to her survival, or it could mean something else entirely. And she's not even sure what egg he means. Is it the picture of an egg that hangs over the mantel in his painting studio? Or is it the bowl her grandmother made where they always place the most perfect egg laid by their backyard chickens? Neither seems to make much sense. Fifth grader Trent Paquette wanted to ask this question of the book's author.
How did you get the story idea of Under the Egg?
We put Trent's question and others to Laura Marks Fitzgerald.
One of the central parts of the story came from when I was rereading the Little House on the Prairie series. It was in 2009, and it was right after the markets had crashed, and I was thinking a lot about the way that people in America were kind of living in a mini depression, a Great Depression, and the way that a lot of people, where I was living in Brooklyn, were going back to these sort of pioneer methods, and they were pickling things and canning things and raising chickens in their backyard. And I started thinking, what would it look like if Laura Ingalls Wilder lived in the center of New York City in the village? And that's how the character of Theo came about.
Theo soon finds out there is something hidden under Jack's painting of an egg, and it's another, much older painting. Here's author Laura Marks Fitzgerald reading that part of the story.
Within minutes, I'd come to a few conclusions. It looked old, probably Renaissance, maybe Italian. It looked real, like something I'd see in a big museum. It looked like it was worth something, maybe a lot. Which was strange because any painting of value from the original tenpenny collection had been sold a long time ago. Jack had been a painter, not a collector. If there was some image he had admired, a sketch, a study, a scrap torn from a book or a magazine, he would have pinned it to the wall for reference, not hidden it from view for the last 13 years, maybe, probably, longer. And this is where I got nervous, because Jack wasn't just a painter. Not many painters are able to support their families with their art alone, no matter how frugal they are. No, Jack had worked a day job, as a security guard, at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, in the European paintings wing. Which brought me to another conclusion. The painting looked stolen.
Beeman School sixth grader Matthew Demers wants to know about the paintings in this art mystery.
Are all the paintings that are in the book, are they all real?
So Matthew, every painting in the book is real except one. And the one that is entirely fictional is the one that she discovers, that Theo discovers under the egg.
Theo begins to suspect that the painting is a work by Italian Renaissance artist Raphael. Fitzgerald says she had to invent this particular painting.
The reason for it was this. I wanted this painting to tell a story about the life of Raphael, but I wanted it to tell a story that is still a little bit of a secret.
Art historians are still discovering small codes, riddles, and symbols that Renaissance artists hid in their paintings. In Raphael's case, they think he may have had a close relationship with one of his models, and he hid clues about her in some of his famous works.
And we don't have a whole lot of hints out there. So part of this idea for the story came to me when I thought, what if there was one painting out there that just told you everything? But it doesn't exist. So I had to make it up.
Fifth grader Cami Claudio said learning about the art was one of her favorite parts of the book.
About all the Raphaels and Leonardo da Vinci, because I really like art. I was wondering how long it took to research and get all the information about all of the art.
Cami, let me tell you that I spent a lot of time on the research, and this is why. It's because the more I research, the more I can procrastinate doing the writing. I love doing research because you just get to read and discover and uncover, and one search leads you to another search and one story leads you to another story.
Fitzgerald says she spent 3 years researching and writing Under the Egg.
Along the way, I checked out hundreds of books from my library. I spent way too much time wearing pajamas and doing Google searches. I went to the Met. I went to the Center for Jewish History in New York. I went to Ellis Island. I went to all kinds of places that would lead me to sometimes to the answer to a question in the book, and sometimes just to the feel of a place that I wanted to capture.
There are two tricky things about writing an art mystery. One is all of the art history research. The other is plotting a surprise ending. That was on the mind of Beeman School fifth grader Sion Pegues.
I've tried writing things and then I thought, what will it turn out to be? And be like, no, that won't work. And then changed it.
Sion wondered if that happened to Laura Marks Fitzgerald when she was writing Under the Egg.
Was this the original plan, like Jack dying and Theo finding the painting and the mystery happening? Was this the original plan for your book?
I feel very strongly that if you're going to write a mystery, you have to know what the end is before you start writing.
Fitzgerald says the ending of a well-written mystery sneaks up on you, but the surprise seems so obvious when you're through.
And I love the experience where you think, oh my gosh, it all fits together. And now I want to go back to the beginning and read it again to see how all the pieces were adding up and I didn't even notice it. That's the kind of book I wanted to write. So before I started writing, I plotted out every single page, chapter. I knew exactly going in from the very beginning exactly what was going to happen.
The Beeman School students continue discussing how the characters help weave that mystery with librarian Nancy Custer Carroll.
Vying for valedictorian, you've got Leonardo da Vinci, the quirky super nerd, and Michelangelo, the angry but brilliant loner. Then you have the guy everyone wants to be seen with. The star quarterback who's been elected both class president and most popular. That's Raphael.
And sixth grader Logan Piero approves.
Yeah, it was really fun to meet all these characters.
And, realize it or not, the fun also came with some important lessons in art, literature, and history. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.
The book is Under the Egg by Laura Marks Fitzgerald. Thanks to teacher Arnell Paquette at the Beeman School in New Haven. Dorothy's List is sponsored by the VPR Journalism Fund. Join us tomorrow at this hour for a special program about the political career of Bernie Sanders. From his surprise victory as mayor of Burlington to a seat in Congress to his candidacy for president, we'll look at the rise and the record of Vermont presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. VPR presents Becoming Bernie tomorrow at noon and 7. Also, VPR News is following the breaking story in Northfield of a train derailment this morning. Emergency officials are on the scene. They say there are no life-threatening injuries, and the governor will be holding a press conference in about half an hour. You can follow updates online at vpr.net this afternoon. I'm Jane Lindholm. Thanks for listening.
From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, good afternoon and welcome to this edition of An Eye on the Sky. It's another lovely day across the VPR listening region. Temperatures are climbing quickly into or through the 50s. They started out in the crispy mid-20s to mid-30s over the north and 30s across the south. This included a frosty 25 at Sutton, Vermont and Hillsborough or Upper Village, New Hampshire, 26 at Averill, Plainfield and Saranac Lake, 27 at Walden and 28 at Corinth. The warmest reported reading was 36 at Rutland.